Hi, I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're in the Spanish area of coverings 2008 down in Orlando, and we're actually in the Analco booth. Analco is a tile manufacturer in Spain, and I'm with Mike Hammond, who is in charge of sales and marketing for the U.S. And Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
If you would, tell us a little bit about Analco.
Analco's as you mentioned, we're a Spanish manufacturer. We're really into innovation in our tile, in our porcelain tile. Our company changed directions about 4 or 5 years ago. I would say we were maybe a Me Too producer back in those days, and they decided that we really had to differentiate ourselves in the market, and we've gone really in a whole new direction. And our tile is more geared towards the commercial market, towards the designer market. I almost call it a hybrid market. It's more of a market for designers and decorators. And we're doing a lot of interesting innovation in our tile.
Well, I've got to compliment you on your booth. One of the reasons we're in here shooting this is because as we were walking by, we thought, oh, we got to go in and look at this. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, this is some very interesting, you can see behind us, all your products have texture. They've got, different chromatic changes. I see you've got some etched patterns in some of your products. Tell us a little bit about what makes you different.
Our company, Analco, implemented what we call the I+ technology about 3 years ago. And that was a big breakthrough in our industry because it allows us to decorate on the texture with glazes, with ceramic glazes. And then these are glazes ceramic glazes that are fired at porcelain degree temperatures, which is 1200 plus degrees Celsius in a kiln. So it's not as simple as just printing with paper, but if you will, think about it as like a printer for paper. And that's a big innovation in our industry. It allows us, you mentioned the texture, it allows us to put the glaze on the texture and have the detail in the texture. And as far as the booth goes, as we innovate, we like to get tile out of the minds of just the bathrooms and the kitchens for people. We've brought a bed into our booth, and we're showing a soft tile behind it that's actually a tile, and it looks like a tufted fabric, if you will. So we're really trying to be innovative, and our process of making the tile is kind of what allows us to be innovative.
Let's talk about that process for a minute. I mean, to get this texture in here, I guess when you press the material, you have to put the texture in as you're pressing it, and then you go and use this digital printing process, which is, those people that follow this industry, that's fairly state of the art and fairly new, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's just coming about. We're seeing sort of the evolution of it now too. So the products are getting more detailed, more natural looking. We have, as you said, we press the product in a mold, if you will, and that's what applies the texture to the product. And then you have to come back and be able to decorate that texture and make it look like something real, if you will. And so the digital allows us to be really precise, to fine tune what we're doing as far as decoration goes.
All right, and I'm not seeing anything that looks like stone, which a lot of the folks that are in the show that are going after the home market in the U.S. are trying to emulate the stone look. I mean, you've got a very edgy designer look. It's metal looks, texture looks. You really are going after the commercial market. Tell me, how do you approach the commercial market?
Yeah, we work with agents in the market that call on specifiers, if you will, architects, designers, decorators, to on one side of the equation, and they're in with the decorators and the designers and calling on them, every day, showing them the new innovations and the new products, and that's our focus in the market. We do sell through distribution normally, and you're right. Stone looks have been so big for so long here, and our company recognized, I think a few years ago, that we have to be ahead, we have to innovate, and we have to be kind of ahead of the curve. And even distribution people are coming around, they're seeing the booth, they're seeing the ideas, and there's more interest now than ever in products, like you said, that are more edgy, more out there, from the traditional, even residential people are looking at those products now.
So if somebody's listening to this and they want to know how to get in touch with Analco, what's the best way? Do you have a website?
We do. It's Analco, which is INALCO.ES. www.inalco.es. There's a website there, and you can get in contact with the people in Spain, and they'll put you in contact with the correct people in the right area here in the U.S.
Some of the styles that you're introducing here at this show, as people are looking at your website, tell us a few names of some styles they may be interested in.
Yeah, this product right behind us is called Atelier. It's sort of a silk suit looking material. If you look at it closely, that's a big one for us. It's been very popular at this show. We have another series that behind the bed that's called Vintage, which is a soft, tufted looking, textured looking material. Looks like fabric, if you will. On our floor, we have, which is another innovation for our company, we have a series called the 80 series, which is, means 80 centimeters. Which is 32 by 32 inch. It's a large size. We make 32 by 48 as well in that series, and that's the 80 series. And then the texture is the number after it. We have 80.1, 80.2, 3, 4, and so on, and we keep adding to the series. There's Royal, which is another, most like a wallpaper, if you will, like a texture. Lounge is a wood panel looking material. So we have, these are some of the newer items that we have to show.
One thing I noticed in your installation is I don't see any grout lines. I mean, I know it's probably rectified tile, but I mean, you're actually in these installations. You're not even, are you using a grout?
No, actually at the show we're not. And it's interesting you say that. You know, on a floor, that's not recommended for a permanent floor. For here at the show, it works for us fine. But on a wall, if it's not a wet area, our attitude is why not? You don't need it. There's dry stack in lots of materials. It's popular. It's a good look. And it's part of just trying to show more ideas.
All right, Mike. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our viewers. We've been talking to Mike Hammond at Inalco, a Spanish tile company. And I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.